this week on the Nervous Record.
I see this raccoon and I'm just like, oh, cute. And Jamie, all of a sudden, he like turns on his heels and he's like, ugh! And he does this weird, like, kind of, it was like he did a speed walk away, but it was like kind of a musical theater speed walk.
Oh, there's trouble.
We got trouble right here on this path, and he was going away.
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
Sorry, I'm still looking at pleurisy. May have a previously unnoticed rib injury or infection.
Has he hit himself on anything lately? Has Cordelia punched him in the chest or anything?
No. Simple physical exams will be carried out. Sometimes a doctor can hear the pleural membranes rubbing together using a stethoscope. This sound is known as the pleural friction rub. Hottest new dance move. Come on, everybody. Let's do the pleural friction rub. Two hops this time. Now rub, baby, rub.
Oh, oh my God. My boobs have gotten so big. Oh, God. I hate it.
From being on hormones?
Yeah, I think the hormones. I mean, my boobs so huge. And
Nate's leave. Like, get out. I hate you.
Do you want them? You can have them. Okay. You don't want them.
I do. I want.
It's literally, want them. You just have to care. It's like, I just have to carry them around. Nate's like, I'll carry them for you. I'm like,
We were coloring today, and there's a Donald Duck and Daisy, and he was pushing her in a swing. Mm-hmm. And it had quotation marks like what Daisy was saying. It said, oh, Donald, you're so strong. And I crossed out strong and wrote, caring. Flipping the script.
So you went to a cat cafe.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that these cat cafes were a thing that existed. I feel really gross. I think it's gross that they exist.
You have to sign a waiver too when go in, like acknowledging that this is a place that serves like food and beverage, and also there are cats.
My grandmother had the original cat cafe. She had 8 cats at one time. My grandma Joyce.
Oh my God.
I think this is why I'm like so repulsed by this idea, is I just remember Christmas morning going to her house, and she would make like a breakfast casserole, like eggs, and it was just like eggs and sausage and spices and cat hair.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did they, so they all lived inside?
They were all like inside.
My aunt also had a lot of cats. Mm-hmm. 36.
No lie. Oh my God.
That was one time when I counted. But they lived on land with woods, and there were other animals. Like, she had a hog, there were dogs, there were guinea hens, guinea fowl. I don't know. What do you call them? Guinea birds.
Names. People are so weird.
Yeah, well, this is a whole different breed of cat people. She also had a ferret that lived in the house.
Yeah, that's real
weird. At another time, there was a potbelly pig. That was cute.
I mean, the pig thing I get, that's kind of cute and hip. Mm-hmm. I guess trendy. I mean, I know your aunt wasn't doing the pig thing because it was trendy.
No.
And somebody who has 40 cats doesn't really care about being trendy. But
yeah.
Like,
but they were also like, yes, they were kind of free range on the property, but you just feed all the cats. And I also saw a dog eat a cat once.
No, you didn't.
It was a big dog and a very tiny kitten. And they were both like at the sliding glass door. And the dog just like straight up swallowed the kitten, like one and done, like
so
one of those brownie
the
bites.
Wasn't even.
I know that.
You know what I think is, you talked about a particular breed of person being like the communal free range cat farm woman. Single adult males with cat. That's a weird. No, it's weird. Guys shouldn't have a cat. You're weird. If you're a guy listening to this and you got a cat, you're weird.
I mean, it might be true. I had cats growing up, but my dad didn't allow animals inside. Mm-hmm. So both of those cats, one got in a fight of some sort and disappeared. And then the other one got hit by a car. My mom's car. Twist.
No! Christine!
I know.
She was driving her car?
No, the cat was driving the car. Crashed into another car. I got another one, like, in middle school after that one died. And that one got hit by a car. And then we lived in Seattle. We rented from a woman who was like, this cat lives here.
Okay.
And so I was like, I mean, sure, I like cats. But the cat did not want to live with us. And so it would go outside more often. It got in a fight with a raccoon, we're pretty sure. It had to have a cone around its head. Like, we were doing so much for this cat. It was really annoying. It was not a turnkey cat. So. Anyway. But then eventually we were, like, kind of getting a bit of a groove, and then it got hit by a car. Which is why I'll never have a cat again. And I know it happens to dogs, too. I haven't been like a, ooh, no. Cats are better than dogs. Like, I don't care either way. I think, like, both animals have pros and cons, and, like, they're both just responsibility for a cuddle. So it's just kind of like, what kind of responsibility do you want? But walking into the cat cafe, that smell is a big responsibility.
Oh my god, it's so gross. That's so gross.
Yeah.
Were there other people there?
Yeah, there was, like, a mom who was working on her computer, and she had a couple of her kids. Like, there's activities around. There's, like, ping pong table, a bigger Jenga set, foosball table.
For the cats to do or for the humans to do?
It's supposed to be just, like, a place to hang out, but there's also cats there. I feel like I read something about it that this thing existed in, like, Amsterdam, and it was like,
it makes sense in Amsterdam.
Or, like, San Francisco, you know?
It sounds super Asian to me. Like, I was about to say something super racist, and I caught it ahead of time.
Oh, goodness.
But I don't know if it's good if you're, like, you still say, like, I was about to sound racist. Yeah, but you know what? If Roseanne had caught herself ahead of time.
I love the Ambien response.
Oh, God, I know. You know what I thought of? And we had talked about this, about how not sleeping is what makes you racist.
Oh, right.
Do you remember
I forgot
this?
About that, yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to get on Twitter and be like, actually, lady, I take tons of the sleepy time drugs. Well, no, that is not making a good point at
it
all.
It isn't. You already lean racist in other episodes.
It's so funny because I seem like I lean racist in things, and I really am
it's
not
just
racist.
That you lean dumb in, like, social context sometimes, you know?
I'm just an idiot. Like, it's not that I hate anybody. Mm-hmm. I do like it when stereotypes turn out to be true. Like, for instance, this week, mm-hmm. when I saw the cute picture of my sister wearing white jeans.
Yes. Yes, that was great. When she looks awesome in white jeans, too.
She looks awesome in
everything.
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 She got blessed by the Pope.
What? When did that happen?
Guess what happened to Maggie and Pat? What? They met the Pope.
How does that happen?
She walked into some room in the Vatican that she was like, I don't think we were supposed to be in there. And the Pope was in there blessing a giant room full of people. And so they were with the people.
Oh, okay. Got it. It was like a big mass blessing.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, they didn't have like an individual sitting
but
with the
like,
Pope.
You're still getting blessed by the Pope.
I don't know. How do you measure blessings, Leah? It's
that
a big theological
like a
question.
Sir Rick Mullins song.
I don't know.
How do you measure blessings? I think Rick Mullins
How
is a
creep. How do you measure blessings?
I just see
that. What song was I singing? I think Leanne Rimes.
Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, what is the real
How
word?
How do I live without you?
I want to know.
I didn't know that she was married to Garth Brooks until this week.
She's not.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Tim McGraw.
That's Faith Hill.
Wait. Shit. Oh my god, I'm gonna pee myself.
You were so snappy with that. She's not.
What's the difference between the two?
Like 50 pounds. Oh god, no.
Yikes.
I mean, Trisha Yearwood, she's a bigger girl than Faith Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
Faith Hill also is a very spelt lady. Like, she's her it's not difficult be to be
the wind and the her willow. Dosha.
Her dosha would be the wind and the willow one. There's a niche group of like 6 people that I know that are listening to this that think that is the funniest love thing. That.
I already got these messages from my friend, Carrie, who we've mentioned on this podcast before. She said that the Cat Cafe is like her worst nightmare. I feel like it's going to be a lot of people's worst nightmare listening to this.
I don't know. It makes me feel so weird. It makes me feel... And it makes me feel weird that you chose to go there. It makes me feel weird about you.
I thought it would be an interesting experience to bring a 4-year-old to.
How much do you have to pay to get it?
$10.
Good God.
Unless it's like 3 and under is free. So yeah, that was kind of the thing that I did not anticipate, but I was like, okay, I get it. It's like an experience or whatever. Summer is hard. There's no free childcare.
Well, so, and tomorrow you're going to the bouncy house.
So.
You know what's another weird type of single adult male?
Tell me about it.
Catman is trampoline adult male.
Like Phil on Modern Family?
I don't watch Modern Family.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh
my God. Don't be snooty.
Well, I'm
don't give
saying
me snooty face. Wipe that snoot off your face right now. You do not watch critically acclaimed.
Amanda,
and
I told you I don't watch very much TV. When I do watch TV, it's usually Netflix. Yeah, I don't watch a ton of TV.
Do you know other trampoline adult males?
I've seen it because Tim Slice, when I was in his groom's party, so for his bachelor party, part of the evening was the trampoline park place. And there was definitely, like, a set of guys that was in there playing dodgeball that you could tell they did that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, that was their thing. Like, yeah, that would, like, you know, maybe instead of doing, like, a CrossFit gym or something, like, they just went and, like, dodgeballed each other at the trampoline park.
Dodgeballed each other. Here's some pictures from the Cat Cafe.
We need to throw a picture of Cordelia up on Instagram or something, because I know all my friends that listen to this, like, that don't know Cordelia, just listen to me talk about this, like, oh, I've got this friend. She's got this creepy daughter that looks like a ghost, but she's really cute, and she talks like Mike Tyson, and they just, like, don't, they don't know.
She talks like Mike Tyson. Pull up a picture of her from the Cat Cafe today. She's reading a chakras book to this cat. I don't know if she's going to be a cat person. She was pretty, like, I think she enjoyed the experience. She thinks animals are cool, but, like, cats didn't really give a lot back, you know, so.
Yeah, because they're not as good as dogs.
And definitely not when they're sleeping, you know, and that's the majority of the time. See, my cat, the one that lasted a long time here, that my mom ran over... was more like a dog. Like, I came outside or got home and she would, like, run up to me.
But see, this is the thing, is, like, people are always, like, making a defense for cats, and they'll be like, but that cat was more like a dog. And I'm like, so you're saying dogs are better? Get a dog. If you want something that's gonna be like a dog, get a dog, you know?
But, like, she, until she got run over by my mom, super low maintenance, like, not nearly as high maintenance as a dog, you know? Unless you just let your dog roam the neighborhood.
We had there's, like, a roam your neighborhood kind of dog that kind of just goes out and you know.
Yeah, and, like, people get on that neighbor.com
people
and
get on
blast
the
them.
Cleveland, oh, it's so funny.
They get
pissed off. One of my
off.
Favorite things ever is the Cleveland Forest Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because literally, if a dog walks past somebody's house, there's a Facebook post about it
immediately. Yeah. Yeah, they're like, have you seen
this
dog?
Yeah,
whose dog, like, is this?
Some dogs just, I guess, are drifters.
They're just drifters, yeah. Just drifters.
I saw a raccoon in the daytime last week, and I tried to call animal control, but didn't really work.
they're not going to come for a raccoon.
If you see a raccoon in the daytime, that's not a good thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
why?
Those raccoons have rabies.
Really?
Raccoons are nocturnal animals. You are supposed to see raccoons in the nighttime.
What if he just had to, like, get up to take a piss?
No, I don't know how it works. They do that shit underground and stuff. But I did not know this until I was hiking in Costa Rica one day with my friend Jamie. We're hiking in this national park. And we're, like, going down this path, and it's up a ways, probably, like, 10 yards or maybe more. I see this raccoon. I don't, like, go up to pet it or anything, but I'm just like, oh, cute. And Jamie, all of a sudden, he, like, turns on his heels and he's like, ugh! And he does this weird, like, kind of, it was like he did a speed walk away, but it was, like, kind of a musical theater speed walk.
Oh, there's trouble.
We got trouble right here on this path, and he was there. He was going away. And I was just like, what is happening? Yeah, apparently, if you see a raccoon in the daytime, that is not a good thing. It means the raccoon is sick.
Same place in Seattle with the cat. Raccoons, like, out the wazoo. And giant raccoons.
In the day?
No. At nighttime. Yeah. But they're so big. And, like, they talk to each other. Like, there was a family of raccoons walking in front of our window one night. And we're like, there's people breaking into the house. And it was a fucking family of raccoons. Like, casting giant shadows on the wall. Like,
but like any animals.
Really, Ewoks.
I need to tell you about my travels.
And you need to tell me about quitting your job.
Yeah, I resigned from my job last week.
Yay!
And I got on a plane on Monday, and I flew to Philadelphia for another job interview. And it was okay, but what I really think that's important that we address is how do you do with other people on airplanes?
I don't know, man. I sat next to one guy one time who was telling me seasons of catching salmon and where he lives and how he's really good at catching salmon.
What the fuck is people's deal on an airplane?
I don't know. They just, overshare.
This woman today, I get in my seat. I like sitting by the window. And she was sitting in the aisle seat. There was a seat between us. And people were still boarding and stuff. And this woman goes, well, we just keep ending up right next to each other. We were next to each other in the security line, and now we're sitting next to each other. And I was just like, I don't remember you from the security line. Like, what a weird thing to...
Did you make a scene at the security line, Leah?
Well, I had a water bottle.
Uh-oh.
I forgot about it, and it was in the bowels of my suitcase. So this woman says, yeah, we were just right next to each other in the security line, which already makes me feel weird, because I'm like, I didn't notice you. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why were you noticing me?
Yeah.
And
because of the water bottle
I've never even seen you before in my life. And then the very first thing that I do is I put in ear in headbuds. I don't usually even have any music.
Earbuds.
Headphones.
Yeah, you almost said earbuds and then you said headbuds.
I put in the earbuds. And I don't have anything playing in them, but I just have them in there so I can look like I can't hear you, you know? And then maybe if you think I can't hear you, then you won't try and talk to me. It was on Frontier Airlines.
Yes.
It was disgusting, by the way. There's Doritos all over the floor and in front of me, like on the back side of the armrest of the chair in front of me, gum. A big hunk of chew gum. Ew. And so it was disgusting. And the woman starts talking to me again through my headphones, ignoring the fact that I have headphones in. She goes, what's the difference between airplane mode and just turning your phone off? And I'm like, huh? I'm sorry, what? What's the difference between, what is airplane mode? How is that different than turning your phone off? I was like, I guess if you have games on your phone or something, you can just like, you know, play them still, but it doesn't send a signal. And she was like, oh, well, you know, I might as well just turn it off. And I'm like, good talk, you know, and like put my earbud back in. Well, then all of a sudden, oh, I'm sorry. Am I sitting in your seat? Turns out Chatterbox Lady was sitting in the wrong seat.
Oh, no.
She was sitting a row behind. This drives me crazy. She was sitting a row behind her seat.
Why doesn't the person just...
take her seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know.
So we had this whole entire rigmarole of like, okay, well, she's got to get up now and everybody's got to do this dance around in the aisle so that she can get to her seat that's literally one row ahead. I had one time where I was sitting next to a woman who was very clearly terrified of flying because she was praying with a rosary the whole entire flight. She was whispering prayers to herself and holding a rosary. And then I never ever think anything's going to happen in the plane, but you see that woman, you're like, we're going down for sure. Like, this is some intense shit. I had a guy once on a plane, I was putting on makeup. Like, I think I was putting some, I had a blemish and I was like putting some makeup on it. And he goes, I'm sorry. I hope this isn't overstepping a line, but I noticed the way that you're putting your makeup on there. You shouldn't use the same brush for your concealer that you do for the rest of your face, because the oil and bacteria of your blemish right there, you're getting it on the brush and then you're putting it all around your face.
Oh my God. People just love to have opinions on airplanes.
What is it about air travel that people just get super chatty?
Well, and I'm going to tell you a little story.
Oh God.
Well, okay, so a couple things came to mind. The earbuds or headphones to block people out as, like, a signal that, like, I'm not going to talk to you.
Yeah.
I love.
Yes.
The second thing, which is going to tie all this back around.
Oh, God. Is it cats? So
do you plug in on, like, when you're on the bus or subway?
Yeah, a lot of time.
When I first lived in Seattle, I took the bus back and forth to work a few times, and it was like a 40-minute commute, and it drove through the university district, so like who knows, like anybody can be there, and lots of buses drop off there. It's where a huge population of homeless people live. So I was on the bus one day and I see a guy coming on the bus. And he's wearing like a members only jacket, but with no shirt on underneath. And he didn't have the shirt on, but he was like talking to himself or talking to other people. He's like, no, don't sit next to me. Don't sit next to me. And like immediately like pulled up my phone. At the time, Angry Birds was like a thing. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to play a game. I'm just going to just do this, Amanda. And somebody sat next to me. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's that guy. But, like, don't look at him. And so he's talking to himself, maybe. Who knows? Like, I don't really know who.
Yeah.
Because it's not to me. It's like talking to, like, a baby or something. I'm like, oh, is he schizophrenic? What is happening? All of the sudden, there is a kitten in my lap. And this guy says, "You like cats?" And stunned, I'm like, I mean, I kind of do. But, like, do I tell him that? Also, I don't want to offend him. So I can't say no. I'm sorry. So I'm trying to be polite, but also, like, how do you communicate, like, not interested in whatever this is? Like, if I like the cat, does that mean that I'm, like, gonna go on a date with you? Does it mean that I've bought the cat? I don't understand the angle that he's pitching. So it got weirder and weirder. He was like, he likes you. And I'm like, oh, cool. And I don't remember the context, but at some point I had to bring up, like, I'm married. I think he was talking about, like, as if the cat, like, wanted to marry me. And I was, once again, like, so confused. I'm trying to, like, not engage with this cat, but at the same time, I'm like, if I took this cat and got off the bus now, who could I call to come pick me up, and then we take the cat to a shelter?
Yeah.
I'm like, this poor cat.
Do you, like,
cat.
Give this helpless animal back
yeah.
to...
Yeah! Like, what it's do crazy. I do yeah. here? And, so finally, I think I just, like... and, God, I should have written all of this down, because the conversation that he was having with the cat with me was otherworldly. And so finally, I think I, like, did my, like, avoiding him enough, but while still being polite, to where he took the cat and was holding the cat again. And he like, puts the cat in his jacket, which I guess that's where the cat was to begin with.
Yeah.
And then pulls out a bag of peanut M&Ms. Offers me a peanut M&M, and I'm like, this is my stop. Sorry, bye. Anyway, yeah, there was a guy that, like, I had made eye contact with. Mm-hmm. He was at the front of the bus, and I was, like, mid towards the back. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, watching all of this go down.
Uh-huh.
And, like, kind of with a curious slash concerned slash amused face.
Uh-huh.
But I was looking at him, like, in my mind,
make
I'm like...
Make sure I don't get murdered.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, make sure I don't get murdered. So he got off at the same stop as me, and he was like, well, that was something. I'm like, uh-huh.
Oh, my anyway. God. That's the creepiest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've had people tell me that I should buy their demo, and that I'm fine with, but, like, you put a live animal on my body. And tell me that I should marry it.
Oh. God, that's so weird.
It was real weird.
Cats are so fucked up. And people.
I think it's the people. You know? Like, what all this comes around to is I think it's the people.
The cat people. He was an adult male with a cat.
Where did the cat come from?
Where do cats ever
Is
come
he feeding
from?
It the peanut M&Ms?
Yeah, didn't have on a shirt. He
no
happened
shirt.
To have a kitten and peanut M&Ms on his person, though.
Yes.
Was it a kitten or a full-blown cat?
It was a tiny kitten.
A full-grown cat.
A full-blown
had a case
that's
of
a,
the full-blown
that's,
cat.
That's a full-blown cat right there. Like a cat person who has one cat. Say it's a female who lives by herself.
Yeah.
Or even two cats, mm-hmm. because they're, like, siblings
cat
or cat friends.
Yeah.
Cat friends, like you do. That makes sense to me. And I always feel like when that's the case, that the cats hide. They're like, oh, you won't see this one. They, you know, they never come out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's always one that is always hidden.
It's like, what's the point of having a hidden animal in your house? What is the point of that?
Yeah, entertain our guest, Mittens. You're being rude.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
It was a weird message to have been passed in front of other people who mm-hmm. may have been closer to the grandmother than me. I'd only met her one time. That grandmother, the only time that I saw that grandmother was New Year's Eve at her nursing home. I was in a cocktail dress. It was like the one time that I wore a cocktail yep. dress in my life. Fast forward, she's dead.
So check us out. We're on Facebook, on the Book of Phases. We're at The Nervous Record. Or we're also on Instagram, right? Also at The Nervous Record. We post pictures of, like, gummy bears and stuff that makes
Don't
us anxious.
Spoiler it. Just check us out on Instagram for behind-the-scenes looks so that you can put faces to our names. You'll be like, oh, that's what that is?
Or, oh my God, they're so beautiful.
Yeah, Amanda has on fake eyelashes this
I do.
Day. She put them on just for the audio.
Just for the audio.